Right, welcome to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. I'm sure you are having a good day. I mean, if not for anything, the fact that there is no traffic today makes it a good thing. Except for, you know, traffic at filling stations. But I'm talking about the roads. Unless maybe traffic has started building up somewhere. But earlier on today, on my way to work, in fact, started yesterday evening, I was surprised and I was really excited. You know, the fact that I could just get on the road and I'm on my way home and there was nothing stopping me at any point. And I got home. And then coming to work this morning, or should I say this afternoon, no traffic on the roads. It's almost looking as if the petrol scarcity or whatever it is that's happening is a good thing. But yeah, I know it's a bad thing. It is a bad thing because we live in a country where we rely so much on petrol. Yeah. But all the same, of course, the petrol situation, just like we were told yesterday by the Nupeng National Officer, Mr. Alex Agwanwo. We just need to just watch out and see how it pans out. And I really do hope that they fix or figure out or, you know, just make sure that they trash out whatever issues they're having. IPMAN, PTDA, Nupeng, whatever the issues are, I just really do hope they trash it out as soon as possible. It's not enough, you know, to have petrol and tell us, do not, you know, engage in panic buying. Buy the amount you need for the day and go home. And that was yesterday. And today, people are still not able to really get the petrol. And for the filling stations where they're able to get it, 280 naira. I heard someone say yesterday he bought 1 liter at the black market yesterday for 400 naira. It's insane. And you know, with this, automatically, that means a hike in transportation fare. You can't blame the drivers. You can't blame the transport people. Because, I mean, if I'm buying petrol at that amount of money, people have to recoup my money, right? It's insane. Two fighting. And here we are. All right. Welcome to Hard Facts on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM, right here in the city of Port Harcourt. My name is Constance Mega. So on the show today, I'll be getting your opinion on the Buhari-led administration. President Buhari says, quote, "My administration, or this administration, has done extremely well." Extremely well. I had to say it because those who are supposed to say it are not doing so. I don't know why. End of quote. All right, so I'll get your opinion on the Buhari-led administration, the achievements of this administration. And my question is it glaring to you? Is it barely visible to you? Or is it invisible to you? So you're going to have to answer me with that in mind. All right, so we'll have that till 4 p.m. 4 p.m. today, the business news will take center stage. After which, of course, today is Wednesday, Canvas on Air happens every Wednesday, where we have discussions on the development of the Niger Delta region. It is an SPDC-sponsored program. So, yes, we will have that come up 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then the news updates will come up at 5 p.m. And after the news update, we will talk about paying attention on our mental health. How much attention do you give to your mental health? You know, I hear people, you know, say, I don't want anything to stress my mental health. I'm protecting my mental health, you know, or I'm trying to protect my mind or my heart from certain things. How do you really do that? Are there steps you're taking to ensure that your mental health is protected? Now, there's something that some of us in the media actually do, because I know I do that, and I've heard Dayo talk about the same thing. When some of us are on leave, if not all of us, we stay away from the news. We just, no news, we just stay away. It's part of the ways we protect our mental health. Because doing this job, you have to know what's happening in the country every single day. Good, bad, ugly, awesome, and whatever it is that's happening, you are involved. You have to know what it is that's happening. Even when you don't want to hear certain things, you can't help it. All right? But from time to time, we try to stay away. One of the things I also do is when I'm off from the office, I stay away from whatever it is that's happening. And sometimes things happen in the night. I don't get to hear it until the next day. It's part of the ways I protect my mental health. So how do you protect your mental health? That will be the final conversation for today. Of course, there's been this report coming from a psychiatrist that over 60 million Nigerians suffer from mental illnesses. And that is a lot. All right. That's the president of the Association of Psychiatrists in Nigeria, Taiwo Obindo. He's the one that made this particular revelation. That was just on Sunday. Okay. So you tell me how you protect your mental health at 5 p.m. from 5 till about 5:45. Yeah, that's when we'll have that conversation. And then at 5:45, there will be another interview here. Some persons will be in the studio to talk about their services. And then 6 p.m., the major bulletin will come up, after which open season will happen, where you get to share your thoughts in case you missed out on the conversation. So there was something you wanted to say, or you didn't remember to say at first, and then you remembered after the news at 6, you can come up and let us hear that. All right? So that will be the last lap of the show. All right, so that's it today on Hard Facts. You're welcome on board. Now head on to Facebook, head on to Twitter, head on to Instagram, and be a part of what we're doing. Tell your people we are live on Facebook. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, that is the Facebook page. Like the page, and of course, drop your comments there. You can also do the same for Twitter and for Instagram. Twitter is at Nigeria Info PH, and for Instagram, it's at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. And to also remind you, we have a website. All right. So always, you know, check out our website. We have so many stories there and even podcasts of some of our conversations on air. All right. Across the stations, across the country. All right. So get on the website and delve in. www.nigeriainfo.fm. All right, so let's do this. Let's start off with President Muhammadu Buhari's statement. I'm sure you've heard it over and over and over yesterday when he went to Imo State to commission a project. Now, the conversation switched from, oh, he went to commission a road, to, which one is extremely well? But that's what the president says. So President Muhammadu Buhari says his administration has done extremely well, considering the limited resources available to it. All right. He said his administration was able to achieve much despite the scarce resources at his disposal. And I like the part where he actually says the people who are supposed to say this are not saying it. They say they're not doing so. And I don't know why. So back to my question, what's your opinion on the achievements of the Buhari-led administration? Of course, we had a correspondent, you know, go out in the streets of Port Harcourt to ask people what they think. And you heard that in the news earlier on. Now, I'm looking at a report from The Cable that was in 2021. Yeah. Where is that story? Yeah, that was when there was the presidency actually highlighted some of the things that the administration has achieved. I'm just going to have to read some of them out to you, all right? Just, you know, to help your memory a little bit, in case you have forgotten or in case you have not seen these things. I'll just read a little, and then you tell me what you think so far. Are the achievements, are they glaring, or are they barely visible, or are they invisible? All right. So this was the report card from the presidency, listing President Buhari's achievements in 6 years. That was in May of last year. That was ahead of the sixth anniversary of the administration of President Muhammadu Buhari. Okay, so let's see. It's a statement from Femi Adesina, special advisor to the president on media and publicity. Now, he said the Buhari administration is recording giant strides enough to make Nigerians proud. And then he also went on to say some people claim we don't see what they're doing. We don't hear about it. Well, he says, here it is, a fact sheet, a report card on the Buhari administration, just a bit of the successes as the milestone of 6 years is attained. All right, so let's just list out a little bit of some of them here. Infrastructure, presidential approval in 2020 for the establishment of InfraCo PLC, a world-class infrastructure development vehicle wholly focused on Nigeria with combined debt and equity takeoff capital of 15 trillion naira and managed by an independent infrastructure fund manager. All right, what else now? Establishment in 2020 of the Presidential Infrastructure Development Fund, PIDF, with more than $1 billion in funding so far. All right, another thing here. The Nigerian Sovereign Investment Authority has seen total additional inflows from the government of around $2 billion US dollars under the Buhari administration since the original $1 billion, which the fund kicked off with in 2012. All right, so I'm going to continue in a bit just to help your memory a little bit, and then you ask some of your questions. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back to Hard Facts on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Now, we're talking about President Buhari's statement that his administration has done extremely well. And then he says that those who are supposed to be talking about it are not doing so. So he had to, you know, talk about it. And I'm trying to reel out some of the achievements of the administration that the president is saying that they're not talking about. And this are some of the achievements as outlined or listed by Femi Adesina. That was last year, May last year. And I'm sure there are some other things that, you know, the administration has done. So I'm asking you to tell me the achievements of the Buhari-led administration to you, all right? To you. Are they glaring? Or are they barely invisible? Or are they just invisible? That's what I'm asking you to tell me. All right. Now, looking at the power sector, some of the things that he listed here: energizing education program, taking clean and reliable energy, that is solar and gas, to federal universities and teaching hospitals across the country. Four universities completed and commissioned already: BUK, Kano, Funai, Ebonyi, Atbo, Bauchi, and another one in Delta. Others are ongoing. Energizing economies program, taking clean and reliable energy to markets across the country. Completed projects include Sabongeri Market in Kano, Arere Market in Aba, and Sura Shopping Complex in Lagos. Now, remember, I'm just reading, all right? So if you remember any of these, maybe you've forgotten, I'm just trying to help you remember, in case, just in case, all right? And then looking at housing now, let's see, more than 2,000 hectares of land with titled documents have been given by 24 states for the Buhari administration's social housing program with a capacity to accommodate about 65,000 new homes. All right, I'm not going any further. There are so many things he listed here. And yes, he said they're just a little, but there's so many he listed there. So you tell me now, let's go to the phone lines. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002 or 0817-923-0003. I'm also taking messages on WhatsApp, so send them to 0809-030-6416. Hello, Odima from Ake Road, I guess.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, you're welcome to Hard Facts.
So, I don't think I agree with Mr. President when he says that he has done extremely well.
So, the achievements of the can you hear me? Hello, Odima.
Yeah?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Interesting. Because before you called in, I actually asked a specific question.
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you. You said?
I said I asked a specific question. So I'm saying, I'm actually trying to understand, right? Are you saying that the achievements of this administration, is it that they are not visible to you?
I wish I can hear you. If you're asking me that if the achievements they've mentioned so far.
Yeah.
Like what I was saying is that if you follow in their trajectory, what they are saying, they are like a parent building mansions, buying new cars. Why the children, they are hungry, they are not going to school. Oh. That parent is an irresponsible parent. And to even count it up, most of the projects they mentioned, they were projects that are PP, they are projects that were already signed before they come, like the railways. The railways were Jonathan's brainchild. Most of them were signed before they came into power. So for as long as I'm concerned, what was the inflation rate before Buhari took over power? What was the rate of unemployment in Nigeria before he took over power? There was a state of economy before he took over power. So these are the indices that we use to check whether, okay, this is a man that came and told us that the subsidy was a fraud. That when he come, he's going to do something about subsidy. Today, he's under his nose. The subsidy is causing a lot of corruption. They pay more under his nose. So how can you say you have done extremely well when you know you're a complete failure? The things you know before you entered power, at least he knew about subsidy. He was in the petroleum ministry as a minister before this time. One of the most corrupt sectors in Nigeria today is petroleum ministry, NFPC, under his nose. So what has
All
he
right,
done?
Thank you very much for calling, Odima.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. I just want to believe that you're not referring to the passing of the president as a failure. I just want to believe that's not what you meant. All right? Because that doesn't sound nice. But thank you all the same for calling. So please, when you call in, all right, be sure to, you know, watch your utterances, no matter how you're feeling. Take it easy before you start saying things that are not proper on radio. Okay, so, you know, some people would say, yeah, they have done all that they've done. But the average Nigerian will ask you, at the end of the day, if I go to buy Gary in the market, is the price going to be as high as I know it, or with all the achievements so far, does it mean that the price of Gary has reduced? Has it gone back to what it was, let's say, 5 years ago? Or is it what it is as at yesterday? Kenneth is calling in from Choba. Hello, Kenneth. Oh, wow, what happened? Kenneth, please do well to call back if you can. There's something I'm supposed to... I'm looking for something that I'm supposed to bring to your notice. Where are you? Oh, yeah, found it. All right, just take a listen, please, before we start off again.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Okay, just to be on the safe side. All right, just to also remind you, there is a call screener. So when you call in, you will not hear my voice first. All right, so talk to the call screener before the call screener can patch you through to the studio. Thank you very much. Okay, so remember, you can also send messages via WhatsApp and, of course, on Facebook. Get on there and drop a comment. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Let's hear from you. Chi Gonum Chima Steven on Facebook says, sometimes I ask if the president is not hearing or seeing the suffering of Nigerians. This administration is the worst ever recorded in the history of Nigeria. 2023 awaits them. That's Chima. All right, Kenneth is back. Kenneth from Choba. Hello, Kenneth.
Hello.
Turn off your radio set, Kenneth. Welcome.
I've done that.
All right, go on.
Mr. President is saying that he has done extremely well in his administration. I don't think what, because a man who does a good job doesn't praise himself. At least your achievement is supposed to have been seen by people. Then people now will compliment you, and not you now will be saying, because people are not talking about it, you have to praise yourself. No, that is the word of a total failure.
This failure thing back again. Please, let's not do that, please. Okay. So this is what I'm looking at, Kenneth, right? We see people do things and they come on social media and spread the information. More like, it's almost as if they are praising themselves to show that this is what I'm doing. Now, the president says, we've done so much. We've done extremely well. And the people who are supposed to be talking about it, they are not. And I don't know why.
Yes, so, because it's not visible. And people are supposed to have praised him for having done well. It's not visible. It's just talking. It's not true. It's not true.
All right. Thank you for calling, Kenneth. Okay. So please, let's not call the president a failure. Please, let's not do that again. Although he apologized. BC from Omoko. Hello, BC.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, BC, but turn off your radio set, please.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go on.
Okay, so I'm trying to say the administration actually, when you look at economic indices, they've not done well. But then, there are certain persons that can argue that they've done well, like the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Today, farmers know value for their effort. A lot of farmers are now selling their output at a higher price than before, which was not so. Then it was like they were giving it away. But when it comes to other economic indices, the administration have not done anything. And every fiscal project that's supposed to have helped the economy to do well seems not to be in place. So I don't know what the president actually is trying to lay claims on. Perhaps maybe that's why those who are supposed to market him do not have anything to market him. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling, BC. We have Zion from GRA. Hello, Zion.
Yeah. The mere fact that you said that people who ought to be saying or testifying the good things he has done and not saying anything, then something is wrong somewhere.
Maybe they are busy politicking and they've forgotten what they're supposed to be doing.
Really?
I don't know.
Who does that? Of course, that is you grabbed by a lunch now. Who does that? Look at plastic. The PDP from the grassroots to the state level have something tangible to say about what the governor has delivered. They have so much to boast and brag about, the PDP and every other many people in River State. Now the APC from the federal, led by President Muhammadu Buhari, is telling me that even the APC members that you say something good or what he has done are not saying anything. Not the opposition parties, even the party members
don't see what to say, then something is wrong.
Well, he actually did not say they don't see what to say.
No, can you reread that line?
Okay.
Read that line.
He says, where are you now? Or am I looking at the wrong script? Okay. So this is what he says. This administration has done extremely well. I had to say it because those who are supposed to say it are not doing so. I don't know why.
Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
All right. Thank you for calling, Mr. Zion. All right. We have Dakuku from Okeche. Wow. Dakuku, please do well to call back if you can. All right. So I'm still looking at the report card that Mr. Femi Adesina gave us in 2021. Agriculture, Anchor Borrowers Program. Someone called in to say that maybe the guys in the agricultural sector, you know, the farmers, can actually attest to the good things from the administration. So Anchor Borrowers Program, the Anchor Borrowers Program of the Central Bank of Nigeria, launched by President Muhammadu Buhari on November 17, 2015, has made more than 300 billion naira to more than 3.1 million smallholder farmers of 21 different commodities, including rice, wheat, maize, cotton, cassava, poultry, soy, beans, groundnut, fish, cultivating over 3.8 million hectares of farmland. And so many other things that are mentioned here. Then there's the Social Investment and Poverty Alleviation Program, and so on and so on. We have Temple from Rumomasi. Hello, Temple.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, thank you. You're welcome.
Yes, sir. You know my problem with this statement from Mr. President, where he put extremely. That is, from the word extremely, he has done more than expected, according to him. And they're telling me that those that are supposed to be marketing, use the word marketing, his administration are not doing so. Doesn't that tell him that he has even failed his people, not to himself, and he say he's a failure, but he has failed us because of our fair expectation. It's more or less what we are seeing.
So, Temple, tell me.
The administration, that tells him that they have even got short of data. They don't even have money to buy data. Or have money to go to the social media to publicize his government. Is that not enough to tell him that he's not doing the needful? You talk of the farmers. The farmers themselves, are they even happy? You sell off a business.
Temple, are you a farmer?
Garri, you say cannot even afford
Temple.
You to get the things you need in the house.
Oh,
Or you sell off your yam. The yam you sold cannot even afford you to get other things you need in the house. So are they happy? Are they even comfortable with the situation? Them themselves have a budget from our taxpayers' money, which they can go to the market and get whatever they want, store even for the next 1 year. What about the poor? The president is telling me that he has done extremely well. Where you should give us, is he telling us things that are realistic or things that are not realistic? Something the ordinary man can see on the street, something we can feel. We can feel the impact of good dividends, democracy, that is what we're talking about. What I can see in my chest today, that this is one of the things Mr. President has done that I'm benefiting. Not the ones of social media, things that are not realistic. We only see them maybe conversing or telling us projects that are fake projects. As far as I'm concerned, he has done nothing. Talk more of extremely. He's stop praising himself. They say good market, the good product market himself. We should stop marketing himself. We should allow the people to access to the DC and administration that has done more harm to us than good.
All right. Thank you for calling, Temple. I wanted to find out if Temple is a farmer. Okay, well, let's see what the president actually mentioned, because he mentioned one of the things that he said his administration has done. I think it's one of the things he calls that comes under the extremely well. So he said his administration has dislodged Boko Haram terrorists in the northeast. When was the last time you heard about Boko Haram members? Oh, it seems these days what we hear is bandits. So these days we just use the word terrorists for all of them. So we don't even know the names anymore. Whether they are bandits or Boko Haram terrorists. And then a new name was added to the list, ISWAP. Yeah. So that's what we've been hearing of recent. But the president said they have dislodged Boko Haram terrorists in the northeast. And then he says they have tackled infrastructural decay. So I started off with the infrastructural part, you know, some of the things that Femi Adesina listed last year as the achievement of this administration since they came into power. Well, let's see what the messages are on Facebook again. And of course, I'll come back to WhatsApp. Whoosh, seen a lot of messages on WhatsApp. Okay. Chile Edwin says the administration of PMB has done extremely well with physical projects across Nigeria, but just that the press has refused to report exactly what the government is doing for reasons best known to them. And no government means better than President Muhammadu Buhari in the history of Nigeria. Hatred and malice cannot change what this government has done, because even the beneficiaries are quiet about it, just like the press. Though this is more in the south here, based on how PMB floored Goodluck Jonathan, but posterity will be kind to PMB. All right, Chile Godwin. Edwin, rather. And then Gloria Ngochindo says, who are those who are supposed to say it? Please, he should tell us something else. Okay, Malobi from Rumibo. Hello, Malobi. Okay, I'm supposed to take on Chidi. Hello, Chidi from Umboba.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome, Chidi.
Yeah, I really want to make an honest and sincere contribution.
All right.
Any administration that is not people-driven, the impact of success can never be felt. If you hear real, what impact does it have on the common man? Now, if you did, for instance, between Port Harcourt and Enugu, where there is daily transit, movement, heavy traffic on that road, people can feel it. If you visited streets, communities, for instance, where they don't have light and there's total light, no roads and there's access roads, people are hungry, they can afford food. Then they can assess your achievement. They can feel it. For instance, I just want to give you another example. In Port Harcourt now, recently, the tanker driver just had a short strike, which I don't know whether they've called it off.
They said it's not a strike.
The tanker drivers.
Yeah, well, yesterday they insisted it's not a strike. But go on.
Okay, fine. Now they did that. The common man is being hit. 450 per liter, 500. Transportation doubles. So what impact? How would this man feel? So any administration that is not people-driven, you can't measure. There's no assessment. The common man wants to be able to go to wherever he can go to with ease, without pressure and hardship.
Yeah.
So no matter what, when you call infrastructure, a funny one, I heard something somewhere, they said, stomach infrastructure. That should have been felt. People can eat. People can have good medical services. Then that is achievement. When people die before they enjoy the dividends of the democracy.
All right,
the
Chidi.
Can I go ahead?
One sentence, please.
Yes. If that insecurity has been handled, then all the cases of kidnapping would have ended.
All right, thank you for calling. We have Obumnike from our order. Hello, Obumnike, are you still there? Is it Obumneke?
Yeah.
Obumneke.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Welcome.
I want to know what you mean by extremely well. I've done extremely well. Because if you have done well, you should show for Nigeria faces that you have done well. You understand? For me, I see the administration as a failure administration. Are you hearing me?
So you've not seen anything they've done. You don't have any brother or sister who, what's that word now? What was that program? Empower program. Who were beneficiaries?
Empower, it started from Buhari administration. It did not start from Buhari administration. Empower has been there before.
Okay.
During Jonathan time. You understand? For me, the Buhari administration, we are not happy with it. Not happy because Nigeria should speak. When you say administration that's done well, should speak for Nigeria. Nigeria will speak. that they have done, he has done well. But he, what we see is not what we should commend him. We can't commend him. He has not done well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm trying to remember one of those things that let me see. Yeah, establishment of survival fund. This is under social investment and poverty alleviation. Remember, I'm still reading out some of the achievements of the administration as listed by Mr. Femi Adesina last year. All right. Establishment of survival fund, National Youth Investment Fund, and National Special Public Works Program. 774,000 beneficiaries across 774 local government areas nationwide. And the Central Bank's COVID-19 300 billion naira targeted credit facility. And he said more than 150 billion naira disbursed so far to support millions of small businesses, households, and young people with federal grants, loans, and stipends. Excuse me. Presidential approval for the establishment of the Nigeria Investment and Growth Fund in 2021. What else? The Buhari administration's survival fund has provided its grants as payroll support, artisan and transport sector grants, and general MSME grants to more than 800,000 beneficiaries since the last quarter of 2020. It has also provided free business registration to more than 200,000 MSMEs across the country. So back to the question I asked earlier on. I'm just reading out some of the things, yeah? Because the president said that the people who should be announcing, talking about it, are not. So I'm asking you, the achievements of this administration, you know, the ones I've even read out so far, do you see them? Are they very glaring to you? Or are they like, not very glaring, I can't, they're barely there? Or are they like, I don't see anything at all for you? Is that what it is? We have Charles from Rukwaku. Hello, Charles.
Hello.
Welcome to Hard Facts, yeah. Charles.
Now, this is what I have to say. I do not expect the president to say something different. Why are you expecting him to come and say he failed, the administration failed? Of course, no. But it's for the people to affect. So, and in saying that, I want to say that if you're a parent, you have a big house built for yourself, and then you provide cars, big school, and all of that, and there is no food in your house for your children to eat, what kind of parent are you? The same thing goes to, even that house you built for them that is so big, they cannot sleep with their two eyes closed. Excuse me. So what kind of a parent are you? And in this case, you are advanced law, created the situation for why they cannot
see. Okay, Charles, I think you should go take some water, please. I think you should go and drink some water.
Hello, I can't hear you very well.
All right. Thank you for calling. Is it Charles? It's actually Daniel. I'm saying you should drink some water. I mean, he's been coughing. I'm concerned, right? Well, thank you for calling. Friday John on Facebook says, a father who is busy enriching outsiders when the children are crying for breakfast is worse than ... Worse than what? Okay. Thank you. All right, keep those comments coming on Facebook. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook. And then get on Twitter as well. Let's hear from you at Nigeria Info PH. Well, let's see. Wow, the messages on WhatsApp. Who is supposed to read all of these? You, darling. All right. So let's start from here. Wow. Woo. Okay. Okay, good day, presenter. Buhari has really done extremely well in the North and Niger Republic. It's very obvious. Sadiq from Rumosi. And then this person says, Buhari have put a limit to every argument concerning his achievements, and many of us should listen to his comments carefully and understand instead of listening or reading to react. He said his administration has done extremely well despite the limited resources. He's correct. PDP has so much resources but did little. Constance, I have not put on my generator since middle of last month. Oguojo injustice, the sarcasm is awesome. Thank you. Governance is more intangible than tangible. All those listed, but done with our money, not their personal money. What about policies that will benefit the populace? Your name is Christian, and that is your message. Okay. I have commercials coming up in a bit, so let's read one more message, and we'll get ready for that. Oh, my goodness. Someone is asking me whether they should lie. Please don't lie. But if your truth is going to sound like you're attacking somebody, please keep that truth to yourself. All right? Thank you, though. Wow, so many messages to read. All right, Woyike Odinaka says, for me, Mr. President has not done much as expected by Nigerians. That's why no one seems to appreciate even the little he has managed to do. He should be aware that if he performs, the people will talk about it. But the fact is that he hasn't performed. Good afternoon, presenter. I really pity our president because he is being surrounded by liars and those that don't mean well for him and this country. By the time his administration will be over, then he will realize how great he failed this nation. Don B is your name. Today, Prince Olo, what are you saying? I don't know what you're saying. Mrs. Mega, is it not interesting? This message, you sent it yesterday. Are you sending it again today? Okay. You said, is it not interesting that the music Nigeria Go Survive by Vino was sang in 1984 when Buhari was a military head of state? That music requires for a remix now. Most importantly, the identity of Nigeria as the poverty capital of the world should have been added in the list of these achievements. I'm Anene Kenechi in Aba. Good evening, dear Constance. Honestly, I'm ashamed that this statement is making headlines and people are talking about it. I'm ashamed of you and the entire Nigerian media for reporting a contorted lie. All right. I'm going to end it there. The president, Muhammadu Buhari, led government has done so much amidst recession and the aftermath of COVID-19, even at the drastic fall in the price of crude. The present administration has laid so much economic and infrastructural development. Above all, the new Electoral Act, which will ensure free, fair, credible, and transparent election. Tony Anthony Odum. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. 2023 is around the corner. And of course, this administration has about 8 months to go. So we'll see. I remember there was also a statement. When was that? Was that early this year, in January or so? It was one of the stories in the news where... who said that again? I think it's still Femi Adesina who says Nigerians will appreciate this government in 6 months' time. So I'm trying to find out when he said this so I can, you know, calculate to see if the 6 months we're there yet or we're about to, or we're yet to get to 6 months. Let me see. It's not here. We have done our best. No government. Yeah, I can't find it, but I'm sure there was a statement like that. All right, well, let's go. Thank you very much. I'll read the remaining messages during the open season segment of the show. All right. So thank you so much for having this particular conversation with me. My name is Constance, and this is Hard Facts.